Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Another episode of the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, a special holiday Thanksgiving episode of the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. And it's this time of year you're supposed to realize, like, all the good things in the world and feel optimistic and not feel dead inside like most of the year. And which, like I said, that's most of the year. You generally feel like shit. But the one thing that is bringing me hope now is the wee baby Yoda. If anybody is watching the fucking, what the fuck is that?
Mandalorian,
that's what that, it's fucking dope. And the wee baby Yoda is giving me hope for the new year and really for the rest of life. He is the best thing in the world. Baby Groot can go fuck himself because the wee baby Yoda is the greatest thing ever.
Baby Yoda's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. I actually haven't watched Mandalorian yet, but no. Since I'm stealing Taylor's Disney Plus, I might eventually.
I'm not a Disney fan, and I've been watching this, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but that's because it's Star Wars.
The best thing in there.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Oh.
Like, I don't not like it. I just have never been super into it.
It's way better than the new trilogy. It's Jon Favreau is doing his fucking job, and he is brilliant.
That's because Jon Favreau's fantastic at this kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know. Yesterday I watched the new Lion King. That's sex shit. But really? I don't think that's his fault. It's just the same fucking movie. It's the exact same fucking movie. I don't even care. I turned it off halfway through because I seen it.
I want to go back to what you said about how everyone's always happy this time of year. This is where seasonal depression comes in.
Actually, I was going to say, I'm actually very depressed all holiday season.
Yeah.
Because it's like
lack of sunlight.
Lack of sunlight. The days are
that's
shorter.
Why people in Seattle fucking kill themselves constantly.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see the sun enough, you get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Need that vitamin D. It's fucking, it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. I get, because the end of the year is like fun in the sense that it's my brother's birthday, Halloween, my mom's birthday, my birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything else.
Same.
But I don't know. I always get, basically, right before my birthday, I just get depressed.
When's your birthday?
November 12th.
November. Oh, mine's September, and I always get weird around my birthday, too.
I don't care about my birthday much.
It's nothing to do with my birthday. It's like around that time.
But it's usually around
you
that time.
Just realize you're dying a little bit more every year. Is that what it is?
Because
I know
more,
it was
it's
for
just
me.
More because I haven't accomplished anything in 32.
Right? I'm watching Sean McVay, who's our age. He's the fucking head coach of the Rams. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Well, it's like, you know, because a lot of times, like how you compare yourself to your parents and shit like that, you know?
Right.
At 32, my dad was married, I was born when my dad was 32. He was a lawyer. He had two houses. And I was like,
Right?
Like,
a little bit different.
Yeah, I remember as a kid thinking 32 is adult age. At that point, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first time I remember, like, that's adult age. And I'm there now. And I'm like, I'm not
an adult.
I do not feel like an adult. Is this how all adults are? Because we all don't know what the fuck we're doing if that's the case. Because
yeah.
I can't be the only one who's just fucking winging it.
Just wandering aimlessly.
Yeah.
What always gets me is always everyone has the same amount of time in the day. Like, everyone has the same amount of hours to do the same amount of shit. And it's like, all these people are doing so much. And I feel like I do a lot, but then not.
See, my problem is like.
But then not.
Yeah.
There's not.
Well, it's like I commute to work. So I spend a lot of time in my fucking car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I work like fucking 9-10 hour days.
And there's no time for anything else.
No. And then I get like the almost 2 hour drive home. And then it's like, fuck, I get up at 3 o'clock every day, so I basically go to bed when I get home. I don't
exactly.
do shit.
Do you get any time off this week for the holidays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm excited about
tomorrow
that.
Tomorrow is last day then of the week?
Yes.
Yeah, short
so
week.
I'm like, yes, hanging in there.
Cool.
Almost there.
Yeah.
Are you going anywhere?
No, fuck no.
It's not that big a deal?
No, dude, I'm fucking, okay. Actually, part of my little Thanksgiving fun facts that we have towards the end of the year, it's the most traveled holiday of the year. I'm not going fucking anywhere.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude, half the day with my parents, the other half with my girlfriend's parents.
Just sit back and watch football all day. Fuck it.
I just said I'll wear a nice shirt, but I want to wear sweatpants all day.
Ooh, that would be sweet.
Nice sweatpants, like Nike sweatpants.
Some good ones.
Yeah.
So get some good Under Armour ones, and you get the T-shirt tucks.
Yeah.
And I think you're covered.
So it stays tight.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna wear like a nice
but
polo
you're still comfy.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear like a nice polo shirt on. This way, when I eat, you know. Four dinners.
If it gets, and if it gets spilled on, fuck it. Like, who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
I have to
That's
go
a
shopping.
Smart plan.
Huh?
I have to go shopping.
Shopping?
Mm-hmm. I have to go get an outfit.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Like a turkey costume? What kind of?
No.
What is a Thanksgiving outfit?
You don't just have clothes in your
pants?
Closet?
No,
you don't
it's
have
a
pants?
Nice outfit. My family, we are very fancy.
So you need to get more like Thanksgiving scarves or something? How does this work?
It's just new clothes. it has to be new. Shopping.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, stop bullshit.
See, I want
for pictures.
And... I want less clothes.
I get rid of clothes all the time.
I own too many clothes. Like when I moved, and I was opening up the boxes that have my clothes in it. I have shirts that sell tags on them. I'm like, this is a nice T-shirt. Like I was like, fuck, because like especially because when you work, you know, you have your uniform for work. And then on the weekends, I only go out, like, I don't even go out, but I go to the gym.
There's no need anymore.
Yeah. So I end up wearing the same, like, three T-shirts when I go somewhere that's not home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do laundry every week, so it's always clean.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck. I have to work. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck. Like, all right, never mind.
See, that's why I don't buy new shit. I've had the same wardrobe for, like, 7 years. It's been the same, like, four T-shirts. I've added, like, maybe once every year and a half, I'll add another comic book T-shirt, and that's about it. Like, I just got a Nightwing shirt. That was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Is anyone going to go do Black Friday shopping?
Fuck no.
Not a goddamn chance. No. If I want to murder another person at Walmart, I'll go there on Halloween in a mask like a normal person.
Got it.
My girlfriend wants to go shopping, and I was like, well, I'll have fun with that. I'm not doing shit. It sounds fucking awful.
No, I mean, there's no reason
I want or need to buy.
Okay.
There's no new PlayStation
these people,
out yet.
Okay. On Black Friday, people act like fucking animals to save $40 on a TV.
My theory is that when they mark down the prices, it's like, oh, it was $100, now $50. It's like, actually, it was just $50 to begin with, and they just put that sign up so
yep.
people
well,
think.
Well, everything, especially, like, kind of
like. At this point, just do Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Well, a lot
you
of.
You can stay in the same sweatpants for 4 days well, and then be good.
Well, a lot of websites, they have Black Friday deals online, and I can just do it from home.
Yeah, they have them now.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
actually,
Black Friday's like all this week.
Yeah, I was on Amazon and fucking everything was on sale right now.
Yeah, it's another way that Christmas has taken over fucking everything. And
I'm
it's
just,
annoying.
I'm just very poor.
There's also that end of the spectrum.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna get all my nieces and nephews a pet rock. I think is what I'm
just
gonna do.
Gotta paint the rocks.
Listen, I don't have that kind of money.
Tell them.
No,
tell
you paint them.
No, you grab like a decent looking rock and tell them it's a healing crystal. People like that shit.
Right, find a shiny one.
Yeah.
How like, you got so many.
I can do
nephews.
That with nieces. Guys aren't the nephews aren't gonna buy that shit.
Then you tell them it's a good throwing rock and you wing it at your sister.
Yeah, it's a good skipping stone. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
One time use. That's the only bad part about skipping stones. You can't go get them.
Well, I expect Christmas gifts from both of you.
This is the gift. this entire experience
is the gift.
It's it.
No, I am the gift being here.
I'll tell you what, you can.
Okay, you're an egomaniac.
I'll tell you what, from what we've earned with this podcast from when we started yeah, till today,
get you,
you can
one
have
Laffy
share.
Taffy.
You can have my share of what we've earned, and that's fine.
Got it.
I mean,
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I mean, if it was stocks something. And bonds, it was.
It's the thought that counts, right?
You saw how much thought you just.
I brought you a lovely pizza with stuff that you don't like.
Yes.
Because you don't like any
food
every week.
And on her goddamn pizza.
No goddamn food.
Jesus.
So what are you gonna do for Thanksgiving? You don't eat any food. You're
I
just gonna.
She looks. She looks.
Just gonna stick to the vegetable tray and the ranch dip.
I'm not a vegetarian.
She just stares
I
at her
meat.
Family.
I eat meat.
It's a nice scarf you got there. Glad you went Thanksgiving shopping. That is fantastic.
Oh, that a new outfit?
Yeah.
I'll make sure I'll come back with pictures and I'll show you why it was important to get a new outfit.
Okay. Here. Can, my gift can be not bringing that picture because I don't care.
Yes, you do. And you'll like it on Instagram too. Don't even lie.
I will not. I will browse right past it.
You ain't got a lie to kick it, bro?
I never do. Not once in my entire life. All right. So we all got Thanksgiving coming up, but there is new shit in the world. There's also, like, there's always other shit going on. What do we got going on, Josh?
Are you talking about headlines?
I do.
The lighter side of the news. Lower and debase myself for the amusement of total strangers. Yeah, I could do that. Sounds like fun.
All right. Coming in first, we got a Massachusetts father by the name of Benny Garcia. He was arrested because his 5-year-old son brought a bag of cocaine to show and tell.
OMG.
Nice.
And the boy says he puts the bag in his mouth and it makes him feel like Spider-Man.
Fucking champion.
Oh, no. 5-year-old?
Yes.
I mean, 5-year-old's got enough energy as it is. Can you imagine a coked out 5-year-old?
Oh, my God, you could kill it.
He says he feels like Spider-Man because when the teacher looked at the bag of cocaine, there was pictures of Spider-Man on the actual bag of cocaine.
Like the little one.
Yeah.
I know exactly the little individual baggies. Yeah. Yeah, or they'd have like Batman or smiley faces.
Those are the best ones. That's when you're a good dealer.
So the concerned teacher obviously called the police, and the police went to the parents' house, and they found the dad sleeping with 38 bags of cocaine and 70 bags of heroin. And that's him right there.
Fuck.
Is that Colin Kaepernick?
It might be. Kind of. He's not doing anything.
What the fuck else is he doing? I don't know.
It's a weird jacket. I wonder. It looks like giant letters.
So his eyes are so bloodshot.
He was sleeping with 38 bags of cocaine and 70 bags of heroin.
A lot of heroin.
Now, they tested the boy at the hospital to see if he ingested any drugs, and at that time they said no.
He probably didn't. The kid just talked shit. He found it, and he was like, hey, Spider-Man, I like it. Let's bring it in. He didn't take it.
He says it makes him feel like Spider-Man.
He's a responsible parent. He's not an asshole. Come on. Sure, he leaves it out where his kid can get it, but he trained his kid not to do it. The kid's like a drug dog, kind of.
Something like that.
Opposite.
All right, next we have some basketball news. Sir Charles Barkley actually recently had to issue an apology because
Why? He's not a role model?
No, but during a press conference, they were asking him questions about the Democratic Party nominations, and this lady was just kind of getting under skin. So he said, you know what? I don't punch women, but if I did, I'd punch you.
Okay, yeah, I mean...
You can't say that at all.
He said, I'm not gonna, but if I did...
It'd be you.
It's a hypothetical.
So then he had to issue out a statement where he says, it was an attempted joke that wasn't funny at all. There's no excuse for it, and I apologize. But at the same time, like, get the fuck over yourself. Like
I'm just
so
disappointed
sensitive.
That it's him that apologized for it, because he came out with a book in the 90s that said, I am not a role model. It was all about him saying, fuck you, I don't care.
I thought that was Dennis Rodman's book.
No, that was Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Dennis Rodman just wore a dress and shit.
He did marry Carmen Electra, though.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley?
No, Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also best friends with a dude from North Korea. So, I mean, But my point stands. Charles Barkley was the whole thing was, I'm not a role model. So don't fucking worry about what I'm doing.
I just think it's a funny thing to say, like, hey, I don't hit women, but if I did, it would be you.
Yeah, that's fucking... I mean, I understand that he had to make the apology. I'm upset that A, he did, because it's Charles Barkley that did it. And that he had to kind of bothers me. Mm-hmm. I understand that it had to be done, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Next,
was the question that she asked?
She was just kind of grilling him about, like, Democratic nominees. And he's like, dude, I'm not a politician. Like, I'm a fucking basketball analyst.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess she got what she wanted. She was always just fucking sticking him to try to get a reaction.
No.
She got it.
He's just the round mound of rebound.
Right? What the fuck? You can't expect much out of him.
All right. Next, I have more basketball news. James Harden's performance drastically increases and decreases based on the quality of strip clubs in the city that he's in. So the better
makes total sense.
The better the strip club, the worse he performs.
makes sense.
The worse the strip club, the better he plays basketball.
That's, I mean, so no distraction. So in Atlanta, he probably has shit games in Atlanta, I'm guessing.
And in anytime he plays up in Canada, Texas, Florida, and Georgia, he is absolutely awful at basketball.
That's why he didn't sign with the Clippers. So that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, he'd be down at fucking Spearmint Rhino every goddamn night.
Did you know? Apparently, actually, strip club capital of the world's in Toronto, Canada.
Really?
Apparently, they have the best strip clubs there.
Yeah. And apparently, like, they're just, it's like going to one, like, here in the valley. It just is a strip. It is a whorehouse. Like, it's just known.
Yeah, you give the girl an extra $50 and weird things can happen.
Couple of loonies and toonies, it just comes with the service. It's like, it's like when you buy a soda that needs the bottle cap opener, like, you're gonna get your bottle cap opened. Like, yeah. Whether you have one or not.
All right, then I have my last bit of basketball news. Porn star Tiana Trump tweet.
What?
She's hot.
She is hot.
She's a porn star?
Yeah, bring her up. Yeah. Tiana Trump, T-E-A. Like,
her Trump's? Last name is not real Trump. It's a porn
star. She's a porn star.
Star.
Oh. That's her stage name. So she tweeted out, your player needs to pay me what he owes me at OKC Thunder. So apparently a basketball player offered to reimburse her for plane tickets. She said the reason why she didn't, she said he paid her. That's why she's not going to say who it was. but yeah, he said that he would reimburse her for her plane tickets to and from, and he would pay her to have sex with her. Yeah. And then he didn't give her any of that money back.
Doesn't she have a fucking some muscle to beat the shit out of him? Isn't that like part of being a whore? You gotta have somebody, right?
She's got money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She doesn't have a pimp.
She's not. Well, you gotta have a muscle, like some muscle. You have to. Isn't that part of the game? I don't know how this all works.
She's a porn star. She probably doesn't. She's like a freelance actress worker, I guess. She's not going to have a pimp or someone to beat up a bat. Plus, who's going to beat up a professional athlete?
That's a more valid point.
like
can we pull up their roster? I want to guess at who it is. The Oklahoma City Thunder roster. If we can pull up a picture or just the names on
there. But since then, this tweet has been taken down, and then her sister commented that she's like, girlfriend got paid.
Oh, well, I'm sure after that.
Oklahoma
City Thunder. Roster. See if we can find the roster. Because I want to know, Westbrook's gone. Yeah. Okay, so it's not him.
Paul George is gone.
Paul George. Everyone good is gone.
My guess, it was probably some lonely white dude. Like if there was like an Ibrahimovic or something.
Right? Okay, let's see. Who do we got? Chris Paul?
No. Chris Paul's on the Thunder?
No, I wasn't saying he did it, but that's what I was shocked about.
That's not him.
I was just shocked. Okay.
It had to be someone somewhat famous, though.
Danilo Gallinari?
Maybe.
Might have been. I could see that.
I know none of these people.
Nobody does. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. They fucking suck. So it could be any of them, because they're all no names. They're all garbage. Yeah, I got nobody.
Interesting. All right, well.
Maybe it's Dort Lugentins. He's never seen a black girl before because he's from Germany, clearly. Dort wanted some black booty.
Like I said, homegirl got paid, though, so good for her, I guess.
Yeah, get your hustle on, whatever you got to do.
Let's see. Next, I have... Okay, so there was actually a humongous jewel heist over in England.
This is fantastic news.
So there's these sets of like famous precious gems on display in museums. And they had 10 sets of jewelry. 3 out of the 10 have gone stolen. These things were collected back in 1723.
Where were they stolen from?
Somewhere in England. I should have wrote that part down, but I forgot. So the thieves, they actually removed part of the iron grill on the ground floor and shattered the glass that it was in.
Nice.
And they actually made off with... The curator at the museum said she can't really put an actual monetary value on the gems because they're priceless, but if she had to guess, it would be in the ballpark of $1 billion.
Jesus.
So it's obviously something, though, that's recognizable. So it's not... Yeah, I guess there's got to... Somewhere on the black market you can find... I would think it's got to be easy to fucking track, but maybe not. I don't know. You can't take that to a pawn shop. I'm pretty sure there's not some pawn shop in London. It's just like, oh, yeah, sure, take it. Whatever. I can... I don't know. That is an Ocean's 12. That's that old fucking Chris D'Elia bit. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get all the diamonds every year. It's
well, like, the same the movie. Thing is what's crazy about it, because the curator said that since these gems are famous, there's no way that they're going to sell them as whole, so they're going to break up the sets.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Or melt down the gold or take out the gems. You know,
that sucks. They're going to totally destroy them to get the money.
Anything
from
I've learned from movies is true. You can take all the diamonds and use it to power a gigantic freeze suit and freeze all of Gotham City and say, Batman, chill. So I'm pretty sure that's the plan.
Apparently, this museum, they even have a green diamond, whatever the fuck. But they said it's about the size of a softball.
Jesus.
And that thing alone is worth $60 million.
I can see that. God damn.
And they got away with it.
Yeah.
That is fucking baller.
Speaking of precious gems, my last headline I have for tonight. Did you see the Tesla Cybertruck?
I want one so fucking bad.
I actually do too.
I think I'm going to... You only need $100 to put down on it right now.
Correct. And then you're...
I'm really fucking thinking about it.
And then you're paying... You're bring it up. Cybertruck.
I need the to greatest see. Thing ever. But I want one funny, so fucking
did you,
bad.
Did you watch the unveiling ceremony?
Yeah, the glass that shattered. Fucking completely shattered, and he tried it again, and it broke again.
So, well, my guess is they tried to release a statement saying that didn't have the actual, like, bulletproof glass on it because this was a display model.
Right.
Elon's just.
But if you're gonna go out there and demo it,
this thing you guys want, this
thing. How fucking dope is that? 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
It can tow 7,500 pounds. It has a 3,600 pound payload.
Fucking insane.
It's all electric. It's four wheel drive.
Comes with a ramp.
It has a ramp in the tailgate.
Who doesn't want a ramp if you have a bike?
See to the right. See that? That's when they shattered the windows. And because he did that.
Completely bulletproof. He took a sledgehammer to the door because it's all stainless steel body.
So wait, he revealed it or he did whatever and it shattered? What shattered?
So basically what he did was he rolled it out and he said, hey, you know, who wants to, you want to have a real tough truck. You don't want to have like a model truck. Like if it hits it, it's not going to dent. So he pulls out like an F-150 door and a guy comes out with a sledgehammer, whacks the shit out of it, dents the door. And he goes, this is cold, hard pressed steel. Watch it. Do you want to see it on my truck? And everyone's like, fuck yeah. Guy hits it, boom, bounces off, not even a scratch. So he's like, fuck yeah. And he's like,
indestructible.
Yeah. And he's like, and it wouldn't be a tough truck without tough glass. So then they showed regular.
He grabs like a shot put. Or
well, he said like he had like regular car window glass and he had like a metal ball bearing, maybe the size of a tennis ball, drops it, shatters the window. And he's like, now see, look at this plate. This has my glass, drops it, bounces off. And he's like, okay, watch. He's like, I'm going to put up 20 feet high, drops it, boom, doesn't break. And he's like, see? And then he hands the ball to the guy with the sledgehammer, goes, throw it at my truck. And then can you find the video?
Probably.
It shatters up there. And it's fantastic.
And then he goes, well, at least it didn't break through.
There's always that. I mean, he's going off of the Tesla solar roofs, which do not break. So it's the same type of glass, I'm sure. Which is fantastic. Those roofs are fucking legit. But it's just a great, everyone's going to.
But anyways, what's funny though, is after that happened though, his stock, he lost a couple percent on his stocks,
what?
Which cost $768 million.
That's horse shit.
But this is how fucking rich Elon is.
Didn't give a fuck.
Despite losing $768 million, he is still worth $23.6 billion.
Still a champion of the world. He's still going to die on Mars. He's a fucking champion.
He's going to die on Mars.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Wait, no, click the top video.
That's almost as good as my plan to die by Emu Raptor.
Fucking ads. I know, right? Goddamn ads on YouTube.
Skip
you
ads.
Say that right as we're about to read one.
This is a 13-minute video, guys.
No.
Yeah, click, we're not going
to
watch it.
No. Go to, like, it happened towards the end.
Did you watch the
whole... Oh, wait. Yes, you go back a little bit.
He just chucks it.
No, wait. Keep watching. Wait, watch him throw it at the second window. Because when he throws it at the second window, he barely, like, he just, like, meep.
Yeah, shit happens.
So he's going to pick it up again.
You assholes. You fucking assholes.
How embarrassing.
It looks like the fucking Tumbler, though. I want one so
fucking
bad.
That's why I said it looks like the Batmobile.
It looks like the goddamn Tumbler.
It looks like if the Batmobile Tumbler and the Warthog from Halo had a truck baby. A
little bit.
It would be that. Yeah. And I fucking want it.
That just is really embarrassing, though, that he was doing a whole thing and then it shattered.
Yeah.
It is pretty fucking
And he
funny.
Lost $768 million because of that.
Yeah, fuck it. He's going to make so much on these goddamn trucks.
Yeah.
They're pretty fucking awesome.
All right. Wow. That's all I have for headlines. All right. I want to talk about our new friends over at Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is an app that you can download where it costs only $4.99 per month, $34.99 a year, which comes out to about $2.92 a month. You can listen to some of your favorite shows ad-free with Stitcher Premium, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, which I love that show.
I've gotten to it. It's Conan. It's got to be good, right?
He has great guests. He had Howard Stern on.
Champion.
My Favorite Murder, Wolverine, The Lost Trial, Bitch Sesh, The Fantasy Footballers, which is actually a show that I personally like because of fantasy football, Science Rules with Bill Nye, and more.
Anything with Bill Nye is fucking good.
Exactly. So if you enter our promo code, SmartestDumbGuys, you can receive your first month free. So you go to Stitcher Premium, Stitcher.com/premium, sign up today. Use the promo code SmartestDumbGuys for 1 month for absolutely free. So if you want to support the podcast directly, we now offer monthly subscriptions of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. And if you guys sponsor us with the $9.99 option, we actually receive a little bit more money per that. If you're interested in that, go to anchor.fm/sdgykpod/support or you can go onto our website directly, sdgykpod.com, and check it out. Besides, we're getting desperate here. Taylor's about to sell pictures of her feet.
That's right.
I'm fucking burritos.
Yeah, Smitty's going to fuck burritos.
Times are tough, man.
Yeah.
Times are tough, and it's holidays.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are going to get creamy burritos in their fucking
people may or may not want stockings. That. But come on, you listen to this show, you love us, so show us some love, show us some support. So
exactly.
Again, go to anchor.fm/sdgykpod/support or go to sdgykpod.com and check it out.
Awesome. All right, let's move on to the questions for the day.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, so our first question right away. What's a first world problem that you have?
A first world problem?
Mm-hmm.
My, recently, the illegal internet TV that I was using got shut down by the government, so I had to get a new one. And I was really annoyed at that. It took like a day of research, and I had to get a whole new subscription for the same price I was at before, but just the fact that I had to do it was super annoying. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'd download everything on my Fire Stick. I found a good one, but it was very annoying. I didn't appreciate it.
That's funny. I was going to say probably ads on YouTube.
That's up there.
I'm trying to watch free videos and God, they put ads right in the middle.
I'm trying to have the end of Rick and Morty explained to me. Because apparently everything needs an explanation on fucking YouTube. And I have to learn about fucking website builders or some shit. I don't like it. Don't appreciate it. It's a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Just a reminder to be grateful for things, for first world problems.
I mean, I guess if that's my first world issue, I'm not doing too bad.
Yeah, for sure. What event in your life would make a good movie?
All of it.
No, you gotta pick one.
One specific event?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I'd say it's still being written, but this entire excursion, trying this whole comedy thing and seeing if this fucking thing works or not.
Right
on. It's, like I said, it's still being written. We'll figure it out.
Mine would be my early 20s. My life was literally Good Luck Chuck. Like, no joke, in my 20s, I dated I don't want to say a lot of girls, because every girl I dated in my early 20s, shortly after we broke up, either got married or had a kid or something. And I was like,
okay, well, what about something that isn't already a movie?
That's the only thing I could think of right now.
All right.
That's a good one. Fair enough.
But yeah. I mean, mine would be better because Dane Cook wouldn't be in it.
I mean, he was the champion of the world for a minute.
But he's
as
not
much
now.
As he's like Fred Durst. As much as everybody shits on him, we all liked it. So sure, don't be an asshole.
No, but Channing Tatum would play me.
Okay, now you're just an egotistical prick and you're wrong.
I have to be attractive in my movie.
I would think, honestly, and because watching a lot of YouTube, Frozen 2 has come out, you are Josh Gad. If there's anything.
I'm better looking than Josh Gad.
He's a good looking fat guy. He's a handsome fat. And he can sing. All right.
I guess.
Your movie can be a musical.
He's a little gayer than I am.
He just doesn't. He just shows it more.
That's true. He's more out about it.
You just kind of have it wrapped up. You have the Catholic thing suppressing it.
It's true.
This is what it is.
So going right into the next question, what are you insecure about? Do you need to tell us something?
Huh. I don't know. Is that what you're going with on that question?
What, me being gay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm proud of that.
Okay.
That's not under wraps at all.
Yeah.
It's just not hello kind of gay.
Yeah, I'm not an over-the-top gay.
Yeah. Don't be weird about it.
Yeah.
Insecure about. I don't know. What is there? I don't know. There's all kinds of things, I'm sure, that are not just popping in the fucking front of my mind. Maybe it's the fact that I'm dumb and I can't think of anything right now.
See, what's
maybe
funny,
that's part of it.
My obvious one would be that I've gained weight, because I used to be kind of muscular and fit. Just over the last couple of years, I've gotten chubby. But I don't know. That seems like the obvious one. Mine would probably be that people around me, like guys that I work with and stuff, everyone's a lot smarter than me.
Right?
And it's like, oh, damn. Like, I am not. And then, like, sometimes, like, I'll be sitting in, like, meetings and stuff that I'm part of, and I'm acting like I'm paying attention and I know what they're talking about, but I haven't the slightest clue what these people are talking about.
And then every now and then you're like, oh fuck, that made sense. All right, I'm in on this. I'm here, guys. I'm part of this conversation.
And I'm like, all right, well, all right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I see that. That's funny. One.
But being chubby, Especially after being fit for a while. It's like, oh.
It's a big drop off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. I just recently realized that Del Taco has none of the main food groups in it. I'm just now figuring this out at about 30. And I also still think it's completely normal to wear a fucking Flash t-shirt around as a goddamn adult. Like it's a good, like it's a normal thing to do. I'm an idiot. Maybe that's what I'm insecure about. So I'm finding out that I'm a moron.
You know what's funny? A girl once told me that grown men shouldn't wear printed tees. But I was like, I have a lot of like Hurley shirts and stuff like that. And they're nice t-shirts. Like I like those.
It depends.
Oh, so that is true. Grown men shouldn't wear printed tees.
Yeah. Like, there's.
She's like, wear plain tees or like V-necks and stuff like that. And I mean, I have those, but.
Yeah. I hate V-necks. I fucking hate it. I don't always say that as I do it now. It's only because of the fucking mic.
I was going to say, you're wearing a V-neck.
Yeah, because it's strictly functional right now. It's just because of the mic. But I fucking hate fucking, especially because the kind of guys that wear V-necks all the time, they always have a lot of chest hair, so it's sprouting out. And it's fucking gross. And I don't like it. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's not your fault you're hairless like a chihuahua.
That's more evolved, dude. That's what that is.
That is aerodynamic.
Now, as soon as I get the laser hair removal on the groinal area, I'll be like a fish, just completely aerodynamic.
Like a goddamn dolphin.
Be fucking slick.
All right. So our next question. What's one thing people would never know about you just by looking at you?
I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I almost killed him one time with a bunch of fucking fireball shots, and I didn't know it.
But, like, it takes a lot to, like, for the most part, it just kind of gives me, like my mouth gets itchy, and it makes my tongue swell, and it kind of plugs up my nose. So, like, I always say, like, things have to be worth the itchy mouth if I'm going to eat or consume it. Yeah. So, like.
What about cinnamon rolls?
Fuck yeah. That's worth the itchy mouth. Okay. Like Cinnabon, I'll eat the shit out of and I'll just drink a lot of water and take some Benadryl after.
There you go.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. What about you, Ryan?
That I'm not as much of, I mean, I am a prick, but not as much of a prick as most people would probably assume. Because I have resting bitch face like a motherfucker, apparently.
You're pretty nice.
See, I am. Apparently I'm very unapproachable. Is what I've been told.
Well, it's because you look like fucking...
Ed Norton in American History X
yeah. Right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also, a pro tip for anybody listening. You can't cut your own hair as well as you think you can. I tried to do a fade about an hour and a half ago, and I cannot. I very specifically remember the point of no return. I was like, okay, this isn't what I want exactly, but I can leave it here, and it's not that bad. But I was like, no, I got this. I got this. I did not got this.
You're a brown skinhead, and that could be very intimidating to people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering how it's going to play on stage. I guess I'll find out. Or I'll just wear a beanie constantly.
Wear a hat.
People think I'm the comedian with cancer. Fuck it. Maybe I'll
use it. Maybe
get some sympathy laughs.
Maybe people will donate to the show.
Right, yeah. I'll just stand out in front of fucking comedy clubs. Comedy with cancer. That's doing here.
There you go. And our last one. If you had to be one cartoon character, which would you choose to be? Oof.
If I had to be one. I'm going to say Rick from Rick and Morty, if I had to be one.
That's a good answer.
I mean, my first instinct was Daffy Duck, but I don't want to be him, but he's just my hero. He's the best fucking cartoon character ever. But no, I'd be Rick, for sure.
Yeah,
I'd be the Rickest Rick.
My first instinct was to say Batman from the animated series.
Because that's solid.
You're Bruce Wayne, so you're rich, and you're Batman. And you get to fight crime, and you're Batman.
You're also the best Batman. You're Kevin Conroy Batman.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate Batman. That is the closest to comic book Batman that we have.
Yeah, but after you said Rick, I was like, damn, that's a good one.
Yeah, Rick that is a good one. That was my first thought.
That is a good. Yeah, I'll take that all day, every day.
Yeah.
Especially, I fucking should have mentioned it. We were talking about heists earlier. The fucking heist episode that just aired.
That was a good one. It's
fucking great. Mm-hmm. You son of a bitch.
I'm in.
This is so fucking good.
It's all over the place, that show.
It's so fucking good. And that's why. I mean,
there you go.
If you don't get it, if you don't understand Rick and Morty, then you're just dumb, apparently. That's what I've heard constantly. But I got it. We're done with questions. Let's move on to the main topic of the day.
Yeah, so we're talking Thanksgiving. That's right. So it's Thanksgiving, and it wouldn't be us if we didn't try to teach you guys.
Gotta have something.
A little something.
Got to earn that nickname of smartest dumb guys.
So the first Thanksgiving was in 1621, and it was actually a three-day harvest festival.
1620. Okay, that was
a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
So, I mean, you know, we've been colonizing America for a little over 100 years, but we had a three-day party with the Indians.
What do you mean? Oh, okay, wait. After, okay, gotcha.
16.
No, never mind. Go ahead. Keep going.
So the first meal, it was not turkey.
Of course not.
They would have been eating venison, duck, oysters, lobsters.
Venison is fucking fantastic.
I love venison. Oysters, duck, and lobsters.
Yep. How? And then pumpkins and cranberries. But pumpkin pie was not a thing, and neither was cranberry sauce.
Oh, pumpkin pie wasn't a thing?
Not yet.
Mm, I'm glad I'm born in today times.
I fucking love venison, though.
Venison is fantastic.
Venison's really good.
And duck. Duck's really good.
I don't know. I've only seen the duck dick, and I want no part of it.
That's why you should want to eat it.
I tried it. It was the worst spaghetti I've ever had in my life.
Let's see. Thanksgiving did not become a national holiday until October 3rd, 1863 by President Abraham Lincoln.
October 3rd, he's like, all right, guys, so in like 2 weeks, we're having a fucking party.
Yeah.
Like, there was no...
Part of the reason why he actually decided to make it a holiday was because Sarah Hale, who was the composer of the song Mary Had a Little Lamb, she sent him...
Classic. That she's the Taylor Swift of her time.
She sent a letter every year for 17 years trying to convince the president that it was a holiday.
Wow.
So that's like, isn't that what Kim Kardashian did with that one asshole who was fucking in jail in Sweden? She just kept mailing him shit until Trump did it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's, well, him and Kanye are homeboys.
Exactly.
Let's see. Okay, like, you know how every year the president pardons a turkey? That's actually not... It's actually a newish thing. The first president that ever received a turkey as a gift was Harry Truman.
Damn.
But he ate it.
Champion.
Of course he did.
And then JFK just let one go. And then the following...
he just misplaced. He's like, God damn it, who left the door open? Son of a bitch.
Richard Nixon sent his to the zoo. The first president to actually
the zoo? Who the fuck wants to go to a zoo and see a turkey?
This
is the worst zoo I've ever seen in my life.
And then it wasn't until George H.W., so Daddy Bush,
okay,
in 1989 actually pardoned a turkey. But then now the turkeys that become pardoned are now like celebrities.
What?
Obama sent his to Disney World.
What?
George W. Sent it to like a sporting game.
God damn it. I thought Sean McVay was making me feel like shit. Now a turkey has a better life than I do? What the fuck am I doing? God damn it.
And they get to say in like presidential suites in the White House.
Motherfucking gobbles. God damn it.
Speaking of turkeys, 46.
Jive turkey.
46. No one calls me JT.
Hey, we're all friends here. We're all friends.
46 million turkeys will be consumed on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of birds.
Yeah. The average meal consumption, calorie consumption, you're going to eat about 4,500 calories in the day.
I'm going to take the over on that.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
Like a challenge.
They have not seen my plates.
They obviously haven't heard about my record at all-you-can-eat sushi.
And you're going to have well over 300 grams of fat in your meal.
Wow.
Yeah, before we even... That's on appetizers.
I was about to say, like, that... After having, like, stuffed mushrooms and fucking all the hors d'oeuvres and shit, I'm already at, like, 300 grams.
For sure. Pretty sure that's just a tray of deviled eggs.
And I don't know if your family's... There's always, like, cookies and candy and fucking... Like cream cheese and celery and like spinach.
If artichoke, you don't feel like you're going to die by the end of Thanksgiving, you did it wrong.
Well, you have so many appetizers, you're not even really ready for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Just got to graze.
Let's see. Butterball Turkey, you know the brand Butterball?
Right.
They receive over 100,000 phone calls on how to prep and cook a turkey.
Like just people advice. Don't know?
Yeah.
I mean, still?
100,000 phone calls.
Do people not have Google? Because I understand not knowing, because I legit, like, when I first started learning how to cook, I was like, okay, guys, how do you hard-boil eggs? So I understand not knowing, but just Google that shit, bitch.
50 million pumpkin pies will be consumed.
And, like, half of those are at my house.
What's funny, I didn't even know there's that many pumpkins in the... I was like, that sounds like a lot of pumpkins.
It's not. They're like the Spam of pumpkins. You can get pumpkin in a can.
Let's see. There will be... Okay, how I said is the most traveled holiday of the year. 54 million people travel on Thanksgiving, which is why I'm not going anywhere.
That's just, we need to get rid of people. I don't like this many people.
Let's see. 32 million people start Black Friday shopping on Thanksgiving.
Fucking, I hate it. I hate it so much.
And the last little fun fact I have for you, Black Friday is actually the number one plumbing day of the year.
Everyone's clogging them toilets.
Everyone's clogging toilets.
Oh, oh man.
And sinks and all sorts of stuff.
And it only gets worse from there because it's No Shave November, and then after that is Drain Clog December because everyone just shaves their shit off.
You know what's funny? Yeah, I don't understand how there was No Nut November.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
It's a dumb movement, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't get that.
I don't get it at all.
Like, as a man, you're supposed to, like,
blow. It's a basic human need.
Well, you're supposed to blow your load every day.
Three times if you have time.
Yeah.
And what the fuck are we all doing here, guys?
Right. It's like bad for you if you don't.
Right? Has anybody ever seen that show Room Raiders? As soon as the black light goes on, you're fucked. Everyone should know that. That's
I'm pretty sure if you don't do it every day, the semen goes back inside you and attacks your heart, and that's why you have heart attacks.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It's science.
If you don't jizz, angels die. That's what happens. That's what I was told as a child. My great-grandma told me that. Everybody knows that. That's like, just a fact.
The math checks out.
That's pretty sure that's how reincarnation works.
So I hope you fucks learned something about Thanksgiving.
Right? It's also a fun holiday, though, so I think it's a good idea for us to have a game. A game for Thanksgiving. It's kind of a little idea I had. It's a Family Feud type of game here. Instead of Family Feud, it's all kinds of surveys and shit. So it's a Surveys de la Smitty. I got five different categories here, each with three answers, different points involved. You guys have your buzzers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know what the buzzers are. And all right, we'll start with the first one. We'll see who wins this game. All right.
Wait, mine.
Testing the buzzers out. Taylor, play your buzzer again.
I got a buzzer.
Oh, that was Josh's.
Mine. Go fuck yourself.
That's Taylor's buzzer. Okay. First question is best Thanksgiving foods.
We have our turkey and...
Oh, you get one guess here.
Just one turkey.
That's not on the list.
For Thanksgiving food?
You get top three foods. Top three foods.
Okay, pumpkin pie.
Wait, you already guessed.
You already guessed. You guessed turkey.
Oh, fuck.
That was your guess.
That is so stupid. What do you mean this turkey is the fucking thing everyone gets?
It's not the top food. It's not one of the top three foods.
I was going to say.
Josh, you got the next guess.
I'm going to go pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the number two answer. That's going to get you 5 points there. Or actually, 10 points. It's 5, 10, and 15 points for all these.
Fuck yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm winning now.
All right. You still got control of the board. You got two more guesses. There's two more.
Mashed potatoes.
It's not on the list.
Wow.
So
you guys got no more guesses?
No,
does
now
it go back to me.
Yes,
though?
It goes back to you.
Oh, it goes back to me. I'm gonna say the stuffing.
That's number three. Stuffing is fucking fantastic. Throw it in there.
How are the rules of this game? Do we just keep guessing until we get the three?
Yeah, because fuck it, we only got three.
Okay,
there's not that many.
Okay.
Stuffing is a fucking grand champion.
All right, and then so it's still me, right?
You still got one more guess. There's
the number one food
MVP for fucking Thanksgiving. In food category.
I actually don't even know.
I'm going to go with cranberry sauce.
No.
No.
Not even close.
I don't know.
If you guys give up.
Green bean casserole.
Terrible. Gravy is the MVP of fucking Thanksgiving.
Gravy's not a food. That's
you
a
put it on fucking everything. It makes everything fucking better.
Okay.
You take the whole plate and you dump fucking gravy on it. It is the MVP. The most overlooked.
That's not a food, though.
It's the best food.
It's not. Okay. Do you just eat a bowl of gravy?
I drink it. I told you a long time ago, there's a game we learned in the South. It's called Battle Gravy, or Battle Beat Us. We play beer pong with boats of gravy, and you drink the gravy. Gravy's fantastic.
I still, whatever, fuck
you. Take
you.
Your Thanksgiving plate, and you pour it over the entire plate,
yeah, but
everything.
Again,
corn, you put gravy on it.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
Next.
Okay, we'll transition that. Makes it easy transition. The worst Thanksgiving foods. Top three worst Thanksgiving foods.
I got a booter.
Josh, what you got?
I'm going to say green bean casserole.
It's not on there, but it's not. It's a solid guess.
I actually like green bean casserole, though. But
solid guess.
A lot of people don't.
It's not top three. It's probably top five, though, if I had to think about it. It's close.
Okay, so now I'm going to go again with cranberry sauce.
That is number two. That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I hate it.
Cranberry sauce is the worst, especially when you get the one that comes out of a can. Mm-hmm. It's just a red jello. It looks like a miscarriage in a can. I don't appreciate it. It's fucking gross. It's fucking disgusting.
Okay, and so we're going with the grossest.
All right, you got two more. You got one and number three.
Okay.
They're all healthy. I'll give you that hint. There shouldn't be healthy foods in Thanksgiving.
Oh, I got one. Oh, no, but it's your turn.
Healthy foods. I think I'm going to go with yams or like sweet potatoes.
Nah.
Because I hate sweet potatoes.
They only make up, that's a close guess. I thought about it, but they make up for it by covering it in marshmallows usually.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic.
Dude, I've had that one where it's like it's worth the itchy mouth because they put cinnamon and like butter and like brown sugar and they mash the shit up and then they put the.
It's not enough sometimes, okay, though.
I'm going to say some sort of corn dish. Like,
no, who makes an entire dish of corn?
You don't have like cream corn or
anything? Just cream corn?
Yeah.
You mix corn into things. I don't know about it. If I'm just getting a dish with corn, it would be on there, but I never even thought of that.
There's a cornucopia.
Yeah, it doesn't have just
okay, my turn. What about roasted carrots?
Yeah, that was in there.
Yeah.
Roasted carrots?
It's a waste of my goddamn time.
People roast carrots on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they almost like burn them, they get like black.
They'll try to make it better by putting like brown sugar on it. Get the fuck out of here. The carrots, no. I don't want anything that is going to help my vision. I don't like it.
So was that one or three?
That was number three. So number one is an appetizer. I'll give you that.
I don't know.
Like what, celery?
Kinda, yeah. The vegetable tray is the worst fucking part. I fucking hate the vegetable tray. I'm offended. Again, every Thanksgiving food should make you want to die.
So do I get like half credit for that?
Well, that's the number one answer.
He's being tricky.
These are tough answers.
All right,
exactly. It's not
an
easy game.
We're gonna get messages from our listeners being like, Smitty's game fucking sucked.
It's fantastic. Maybe you think this game will be on this next question, but it's not. The most annoying Thanksgiving traditions.
Thanksgiving tradition.
What are traditions of Thanksgiving?
There's a lot of Thanksgiving traditions that are fucking ridiculous.
You
know what?
You can go first. If you can think of something, you can go first. Well, I don't know, but pigskin football with your family?
That's all right. I don't mind that. I can abide that.
It's like pin the tail on the fucking turkey.
Who the fuck does that?
I don't know of any goddamn Thanksgiving tradition.
You sit around and tell everybody what you're thankful for?
Well, that sucks too.
How is that
not on the list?
What the fuck's on your list?
Okay, the parade is bullshit.
Oh, there is
Thanksgiving
a parade.
Parades are annoying. Parades shouldn't be a thing anymore.
That's true.
Can we swap them out for just raves or something?
That's true.
Parades are dumb.
I'm curious.
Okay, then that was number two. Number three is children. I don't appreciate it.
You compile these answers without doing any research?
No, these are all my surveys. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's.
So these are based on your answers?
Opinion. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about it.
Okay. All right,
so what, condoms is number one?
No, I mean, I don't use those. So no, it's fucking ridiculous. Don't be silly. number one is the fact that it's just a pregame for Christmas. That's the most annoying thing about it now.
Thanksgiving.
None of these are traditions.
It is a tradition now that Thanksgiving basically gets skipped over.
Yeah, but how
and
are we supposed
on.
To get these answers?
You're not supposed to. It's comedy, bitch. Shut the fuck up and go with it.
Fair enough. All right, what's next?
All right. What are some new Thanksgiving traditions that need to be installed?
Go ahead.
More time off of work and more fucking food.
We already got plenty of that.
Stretchy pants is socially acceptable.
I think it already is. I don't know how it's not.
Men, I can't walk around in leggings.
Sweats, dude.
Those are still stretchy.
It's true.
All the time. And then you wear the same color sweats and sweatshirt.
Say the question again.
What should be a
tradition? A new Thanksgiving tradition. What should be new Thanksgiving traditions?
Don't shop on Black Friday.
Yeah, actually, that's number two. I'm calling it Blackout Friday. Everybody, either whether you're hungover or whatever, just nobody does shit on that Friday. Let's just sit around and do fucking nothing.
All right, that was a wild guess, and I got one.
You got it. So you still got control of the board.
Yeah.
I don't know, leftovers are better, the food's better the second day.
I mean, that's just a fact of life. It's not really.
I like meals the next day. It's so much better.
Yeah, the sandwich? The
Fuck
turkey
yeah.
sandwich the next day.
When you
is
put
the best.
Everything on
it's the
it.
The fucking best.
My family, we actually have a tradition. We call it second dinner. Because you know, like you eat at like 2:30 for some reason.
Yeah. Well, because it's the only meal you have that entire day.
Yeah. And then, but then everybody leaves. But now it's like 6:30, 7 o'clock. You're hungry again. So my family's tradition is you get into pajamas, you put on some weird movie, and we eat just everything.
Solid.
Fucking wonderful. That's actually my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
I can abide that.
I love that.
I can abide that.
I eat so much pie at second dinner.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are the new Thanksgiving traditions need to be a mainstay in every household in America?
Don't watch the... Wait, no. Well, I was going to say don't watch the parade, but...
We already moved past that topic.
The only, all I had was don't shop on Black Friday.
Solid. That's a solid answer. All right, if you guys got nothing...
That's all I had.
Okay, I think barbecue needs to be involved in the fucking meal. I don't know how barbecue is not. I want ribs on fucking Thanksgiving.
I can see that, yeah.
It seems like it's closer to what the fuck they had. So I want ribs. And there needs to be a peace pipe ceremony where everyone just sits around and fucking blazes a bunch of weed. Because that is the perfect... Thanksgiving is the perfect weed holiday.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You eat a bunch of food.
You're going to get all sentimental and be like, oh, I'm thankful for you guys. This is awesome. And then you're going to eat a shit ton of food. Like, that needs to be a tradition in every fucking household. A peace pipe ceremony.
Okay.
So you don't even need a real witch doctor, just a bunch of weed. You're good. All right. Okay, the last one before the sudden death. Three most unavoidable Thanksgiving conversations you're going to have.
Oh.
Go fuck yourself.
Are you married? Are you dating? Okay.
Kind of, yeah. When are you having kids? Yeah, I fucking hate that question.
The family.
I fucking hate that question.
Settling down.
I hate that question because I'm like, no. If I was ever going to have kids, I would have already had one. And I said no. I pushed the big red abort button on that. We do not have that. It's not going to happen.
So, yeah. Like asking you how you're doing with work?
That kind of falls in the same category. I mean, like, it's a small talk shit. The house life. The house life questions.
Life. Well, the when are you having kids just fucking annoying.
So, just like the inevitable question, the conversations you're going to have?
Yeah.
Still
got the 1 and 2 answers on the board.
Like, how was your drive-in?
That is a terrible answer. No.
I would say when a family member starts bragging about another family member, like, or a family member starts bragging about themselves.
You're close. Swing it the other direction.
Talking shit.
Yeah, there's always a black sheep in the family that someone talks shit, and there's at one point half of the table is gonna be like, oh yeah, that person's fucking up bad.
There's like a family drama bullshit. Yeah,
and it turns into that person's a train wreck for at least a half hour, 45 minutes. It's fucking terrible, and it's annoying. It doesn't matter who it is. Just fucking mind your own goddamn business, grandma. Right? No one gives a fuck. Why doesn't your Alzheimer's kick in now when it's fucking useful? Shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
I'm lucky that my grandma's dead because she was like the biggest.
We were all so lucky.
She was the biggest shit talker.
Although
she was like sneaky about it. She would like take you aside and be like, oh, I heard like XYZ. And you're like, oh, really?
Oh, so she's very gossipy?
Yeah.
I will say the best part about me and my grandpa, which was the best. I'm actually kind of bummed out. He's not going to be here for this Thanksgiving. At any family gathering, we would be off to the side at some point or on a couch and just laughing at people like, the fuck is up with this bitch's hair right now? Spend at least half an hour just making fun of everybody there.
Wait, so what was the question again?
The worst unavoidable Thanksgiving conversations.
Politics.
I mean, it kind of ties into the number one answer. Everyone, somewhat, at some point, someone's going to be a racist. At some point, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
At some point, there's an uncle or a family member, it's usually an older person, who's going to say something and be like, holy shit, you're racist. Something that is like, you can't even be like, oh, he's just fucking around. Like, no, you're out of your fucking mind, clearly. That always happens. Maybe it's just my family. Maybe my family's a bag of dicks.
My family's very, like, fucking, I'm a mixed kid. My cousins are mixed kids. So it's like, no one really.
You don't really get that kind of vibe.
They argue politics a lot because I got that veteran uncle with that. I have an uncle that came from a communist country, and they argue politics, and they get like really heated. Into it. It's like fucking.
It always gets very heated,
and it's like, dude, should we separate them?
Like, well, that's why you got to have the pregame, the football game.
You're always beforehand. Like, Uncle Mike's gonna hit him in the face, like.
And then you're throwing gravy boats everywhere. I could see that. I mean, that could be fun. So yeah. If there's ever gonna be a food fight, it'd be fantastic.
All right, so then you said you had a sudden death question.
Sudden death, 50 points, which really is winner take all.
Okay.
So the rest of it didn't fucking matter. At all.
That's part of the game. It didn't fucking matter.
None of it fucking matters. Life. Yeah. What am I most thankful for on this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful to be alive, man. It's like the best thing to be here.
Oh, Smitty's not happy.
No.
Do you see how dead those eyes are?
Right? It's like a shark.
Yeah.
Oh, not my own personal gratitude.
No one cares about you. This is all about me. This is all of it.
I'm going to say you're thankful that you're now actually pursuing a comedy career.
Well, kind of. I was going to bullshit you guys with a bunch of nonsense answers about not having chlamydia or a kid, because that's always a great thing. But I am thankful you guys actually show up for this shit every fucking week and are helping with this fucking project of mine.
Yeah,
so I do appreciate that. Aww. So that was, I was going to swing it that way after being a dick for the past 15, 20 minutes and being a fucking asshole.
On a serious note, I do want to take a second to say thanks to all the listeners and people that have checked out the show over the last, actually in
this
four,
is the, this
four
is the
days.
End, this is the end of the 1 year.
Yeah. In four days, it'll be our 1 year anniversary doing this show. So, I mean, for the people that check us out, send us messages, give us feedback. Yeah, send us money. Please send us money.
I'm fucking tired of ramen. God damn it.
I mean, it's been awesome. It's been fun doing this show with you. I mean, I get to hang out with my best friend every week and just tell dumb jokes. And
what more can you ask for?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun, and it's cool to see, because you know, with the apps that we have where we post our show, it kind of shows us locations of where the show goes, and it's so cool seeing where you guys are listening. So I mean, 100...
I don't know who's in Fiji, but if you send me a bottle of water, I'd be pretty pumped on it.
But I mean, like, honestly, like, I am so thankful for you guys checking us out, supporting us, and enjoying the show. And I mean, it's been awesome, you know. So and
your
I hope
two should be fun.
Yeah, and I hope everyone eats a lot of food, eats 5,000 plus calories, and you clog your toilet just to keep up the Thanksgiving traditions.
Because America.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. Well, if that's all we got, happy Thanksgiving, guys. We will be back for year two of the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know next week. Yeah. Don't be a cunt.
Thank you for listening to the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.